Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. All right, so some people do this. Others just enjoy watching them. Others call the police because they get frustrated by hearing them. Talking about fireworks. Joining us in studio here, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and 101.7 The Truth teammate of ours, Dr. Ken Harris. All right, Ken, explain this to me. Who can buy fireworks? Anyone can go and buy them in the appropriate off-the-highway fireworks shop in Kenosha County, right?
Depends. I mean, depending on... First of all, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
Hang on.
Getting emotional talking about
fireworks. Waking me up too early in the morning. Depends on where you get them. Depends on where you live.
Okay.
Depends on the ordinance. And so... Depending on where you live, it may be illegal to buy them and use them, right? For instance, City of Milwaukee prohibits the sale and the use of fireworks by everybody. You can't buy them. You can't sell them. You can't expose them. You can't keep them. You can't discharge them. You can't explode them. No firecracker, bottle rocket, cherry bomb, smoke bomb, toy cap, cap gun.
But if someone in the city or elsewhere, I guess, right. Obviously there's different places.
Driving up Kenosha. And
if you fire up the Rainmaker and shoot that thing off and it explodes in the air, are they getting a cop called on them? Or
you can. And you probably should.
I'm always just curious how many sheriff's departments and police departments are just kind of like, okay, it's the 4th. We understand that this happens. We're going to look the other way.
They look at the egregious ones, right?
Yeah.
If you have something that's industrial strength that you shouldn't have, and you hear it go off, boom, you know,
it's called firing the atom bomb.
Right? we're going to come pay you a visit. Say, hey, you can't have that. Probably write you a ticket. The problem is where that lands, where the sparks land. All you need is one piece of wood to catch fire, and you're done. Yeah. One roof, and you're done. And we know that that's happened in just simple fires of businesses that have then spread and gone on to other businesses. People have died. It's just not worth it.
What's it like working on the night of July 4th?
Parking underneath overpasses. You know, so when the bullets rain down, they don't rain through your car. Making sure that there's somebody at the district that's calling back all those shots fired calls, all like 16,200.
But they're not really shots fired. Those are fireworks?
Fireworks. But like, are you going to send a cop to fireworks? Hey, they're fireworks. Can you handle that? Right? Most people don't know the difference between a firework and a shot from a gun. It's not like TV. So they hear it and they go, must be a gun. I'm going to call. And you get like thousands of calls.
The good news, and I know you're gonna roll your eyes at this, but the good news is that it's been a wet season.
Yes.
So the hope would be that any fireworks that rain down on any places would not be able to light a tinderbox like we've had in years past when it's been so dry.
On the outside. But if it goes through my window or breaks glass, not so much.
See, but sometimes you got that great neighbor in the neighborhood who's just putting on a nice show. You get to sit in the patio and drink your cocktail and watch your neighbor put on a nice show.
And then you become that statistic where one of the kids gets burned or somebody accidentally burns up something, and then
kind of a wet blanket.
You're on. Well, that's the whole point. Put a wet blanket on fireworks.
Hey, let me ask you this. So, statistically, or maybe just in your own opinion of experience, a lot of people traveling, a lot of people driving, going, miles and miles away. 71 million Americans traveling because of the July 4th,
right?
Whatever. Are there certain things that you don't do when you travel? Do you not sit in the left lane? Do you not go certain places? What do you avoid when you know it's a heavy, heavy travel day or days?
First of all, the left lane thing, it just kind of depends on how I feel.
Okay.
You know, if I'm 5 or 10 minutes over, if I'm about 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to get him for that. If I'm about 5 or 10 miles an hour over, and you're behind me honking it, not going to move. If anything, I might slow down to the speed limit.
And if you're going 5 or 10 over, you're okay, right? That's not super speed.
Usually it's about 10.
Okay, 10 is the...
Once you're over 10,
on
then,
the highway.
Because once you get closer to 25 over a speed limit, you're reckless driving, you can get arrested for crime in Wisconsin.
Remember that. Happy Independence Day,
just
my friend.
Just slow down.
Yeah, or just take your time.
All right. Happy
Thank you, sir. Day. You are. Come on, show up.